Well, Thursday last week, the life of 16-year-old Joe Slattery and his family changed forever, because while Joe was hurling training with his club, that's Corrifin in County Clare, he suffered life-changing injuries, which will probably mean lifelong care. And Joe's uncle, Clive Slattery, is on the line now. Clive, good morning to you.
Good morning, Áine. Good to talk to you this morning.
And you too. First of all, tell me about Joe. Tell me about Joe before this accident.
Yeah, absolutely. So, terrific kid. I mean, in terms of his interests up along the way, outside of sport, it was always, you know, Lego, engineering, thinking his way around things. Always had an interest in fixing things and toys that could be built or made. But then sport has been core to everything he's done, really, over the past number of years. And he's been very successful. He's a talented boy, loves informal things like mountain biking, but I guess with soccer, and he's been particularly successful with GAA and has graduated up along the levels, and been fortunate enough and honoured to represent Clare at both football and hurling. So that's a real passion for him, you know.
And then last Thursday.
So yeah, last Thursday, like many a kid across the country, heads off to training. Probably a million little things go wrong. It's for the family, certainly for Joe, I don't think there's much point in getting overly fixated with a hindsight, you know. We can't change it. We are where we are today. We need to put energies into dealing with that and, you know, push along in that direction and then find solutions.
And tell me what happened after the accident and when the realisation of the extent of Joe's injuries became clear.
Yeah, it's pretty immediate. I mean, the care we've gotten has been amazing, first rate. And we'd like to thank everyone on the medical side. They've been brilliant. The care was rapid, urgent. I guess, you know, by Saturday, Sunday, we started to get a feel for, you know, maybe what the future holds. And just as a family, it's without doubt the darkest moment we've been in. Saturday mm-hmm. and Sunday, it's a very dark, lonely space. But that all started to change with an outpouring of support from our local community, which has just kept rolling and is continuing to motivate us to, you know, to push on and to make the best of this situation, you know.
And this is the GoFundMe support as well as everything else, the personal support that you're getting from the community, because Joe is now going to need lifelong care, isn't he?
Correct. Yeah. And the cost associated with that is significant. So we need to find a bit of breathing space. So initially the fundraising is to address that, get some breathing space and not have a financial worry as such. But we don't control that, you know. It's we've gone out and we've asked for support. And, you know, across our county and Clare, the local, from the parish to all the various clubs, the Clare GAA family in particular, have gotten the word out there. And by reposting and resharing the story and continuing to do so, the more people we reach, the more support we're getting. And our gratitude, we can just never repay it. The kindness that we're you know, experiencing, and comes with that the responsibility to really push for Joe, you know.
And I know that's some comfort to you as your family faces what will be a you know, it's going to be a tough Christmas.
Yeah, it is, but we're glad to have it. You know, this could have turned out worse, so we never lose track of that, you know. We're grateful to have Joe. We know accidents happen like this, and some people aren't as fortunate as us. And we have our nephew, we have our son, and he's fully with us. But albeit with an altered future, but we can make the best of that. And no better man himself than to do so. He's a strong boy.
Well, all I can say, Clive, is that we wish him well, and we wish him every piece of progress that can be made in his recovery.
And thank you so much. And if I could finish just by thanking everybody who's been in contact with messages of support. They're really tangible, and every bit of help we need to accept. So thanks to everyone who's been able to support, and thank you for having us on.
Not at all. Thank you for talking to us. I know it's a difficult time. That's Clive Slattery there, Joe's uncle.